This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We're back with more of the Scores postgame show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live with the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Welcome back to the football postgame show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Turo Tire. And let's take a listen to what Bears head coach Ben Johnson had to say following the loss to Detroit.
Of note, one was Ty Summers. He had a foot. And then CJ didn't finish the game there with a concussion. So, disappointing to lose that one in that fashion there. Guys were battling. They fought their tails off, but came up short, you know. So, we got to play better. We got to play better going forward. We got to coach better going forward as well. And, we're turning the page, though. You know, we got the number two seed. We got a home game next week. And we got a new season on the horizon. And so our guys should be reinvigorated by that. I know I certainly am. I'm looking forward to the opportunity and all that entails and the opportunity to go 1-0 this next week. So with that being said, I'll go ahead and open it up.
And what about today's performance grabs your attention most?
We can't dig ourselves in a hole like that, you know. And was disappointed with the offense as a whole. I let those guys know that, and we'll be better for it. You know, we'll address it. We'll get those things cleaned up, and we'll be better for it.
Ultimately, as you mentioned, this doesn't cost you with seeding. What was your messaging for the guys in
there? That we're quickly turning the page here. Everyone's disappointed. I appreciate, like I said, their effort. Some teams, they rest their starters. We don't. We play football, and we felt like it was really important that we were playing our best ball here today, and we didn't get that job done. And so we're quickly turning that page, and now we got a home game coming on up, and there's a way to win this game, this next game, and that's what we're going to be solely focused on.
4th and 5 with 1:55 left, did you consider going for it?
Yes, I did.
Why did you punt?
Because we had 3 timeouts, and we felt like we were going to get the ball back.
And you guys had two games against Green Bay that were just as tight as you could possibly have. How did you feel about the way that series went this season?
The two games against, good opponent. And, I think we're fairly evenly matched. Got a lot of respect for how well they're coached. I have a lot of respect for the talent level that they have in that building. And, I'd expect it to be another exciting game.
And what was your sense for why the offense took as long as it did to get rolling?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's one that we'll have to take a look at the tape and figure out why that was. I didn't feel like it was one of our more elaborate plans. I thought it was one of our simpler plans, and so we knew a better job executing it and coaching it up.
Without having a chance to review it, Caleb's interception, what did you see on that?
Yeah, a guy made a heck of a play.
How how do you switch the script so quickly to a new season? I mean, this is a brand new season.
Yeah, that's the name of the game here, though. I mean, we're quickly transitioning. We're locked in. The stakes are a lot higher here going forward. We can't afford to have a phase, one of our three phases, play like we did today. And so we're going to have to pick it up. And like I said, I get fired up just thinking about it right now, and I know our guys are too.
When you say the one phase, the offense?
Yeah, in particular, I was not pleased with the offense today.
When you say a simpler game plan, were you holding back at all?
Nope.
What were you least pleased with offensively when you think about it initially?
The points. I only scored 16.
How much time, Ben, do you even spend correcting this game? Because you have such a turnaround.
Yeah, we don't know when we're playing yet, but it's a normal game week, and we always have plenty of time to make our corrections.
And we spent a few weeks talking about Colston and the way he's come on. He's clearly become a big down guy for you. When you're in those moments, third down, fourth down, what have you seen from him that's made him so reliable?
Yeah, he knows what to do. He's got outstanding hands. He works his tail off. He's usually the first one on the practice field. He's usually the last one to leave. And so there's just been an immense trust level, and his route tree has grown accordingly.
DeAndre Swift's season was one of the big success stories for you guys this year. How rewarding was that for you as a coach to kind of make that work and get him back into this mode?
Yeah. No, he had a great year for us, and we're going to need more from him here going forward. So I'm not surprised whatsoever. It's kind of – I think I've been championing that cause every step of the way. You know, I felt from the outside a need to or a desire to bring more into the running back room, and I felt like our guys were pretty darn strong. You know, both him and Menungai have turned into a pretty formidable unit there. So he's playing like he's capable of playing, and I think he can take it up even another notch, and we're going to challenge him to do so here going forward.
Defensively, was Sweat fully available and full go at the end of the game, or was he –
Yeah. Our guys were good to go. Yep.
With as fast of a start as you guys got off to in San Francisco, can you pinpoint just kind of what was holding you back in the first half tonight?
Nope. We'll take a look at the tape.
Then with that fourth and five, what's the process there? Obviously, it's very quick of making that decision and coming down on one side or the other.
Yeah, those are things we talk about, and especially coming off a two-minute warning like that, you know, we got plenty of time to make those decisions.
Did you have any method of monitoring what was going on with the Eagles Commanders game?
No.
Nope.
You talked about trying to avoid two losses going into the postseason. What do you do this week to flip the script and to get back on track here?
Yeah. I let them know that it's a new season, so we're starting fresh right now. And if we want to make the most out of this new season, we need to go on a four-game winning streak, which we've done twice already this year.
All right, that was Ben Johnson in the post game. Interesting to hear from him. What is your takeaway from that, Patrick?
He sounds ticked, which I like. You know what I mean? And he called out the offense. Did he let them know? Yep. Like he talked about being a truth teller or whatever, but you know, I'm sure he's going to congratulate them on being the number two seed, but there's a bigger thing at hand as being better and playing better football if they want to do something in the playoffs. I liked his message. I liked the way he sounded upset. You know, it's our job to celebrate the two seed and the excitement for the playoffs. They need to get ready for that. You know what I mean? And I like the way he sounded after the game. I really did. And I like the truth he tells the offense.
I feel like, Mully, he called out the offense, but also I feel like he called out you about the running back room. And I'd like to hear a clip from that. He said he felt like from the outside people wanted a running back, if I remember correctly, who it was on the show who wanted another running back. I think we got to pull up a clip on that, but I thought I saw him say on the sideline, interesting that they asked him, he said I think when CJ Gardner-Johnson got hurt late in the game, he said, I should have went for that, right? He wanted to go. I think he wanted to go for it there with 1:55 left. It was fourth and five. They were on their own 31. He said, we had three timeouts. We thought we could still get the ball back. And I was wondering if he was going to go for it too, but he ended up not going for it and ended up losing the game. But that was an interesting, you know, the game has changed so much to me, Pat and Molly. Like people actually consider going for it on their own 31, and after the game, feel like they should have went for it. But, you know, him saying it's a new season, him saying they're on the Green Bay, and he's super excited. He's fired up right now for that game and can't wait to get to it. And he respects them and respects the players in that locker room. And it's just going to be a great week, and they got to move on pretty quickly. And he's right. He's right in all those points.
You know, the thing is about going for it there is that's a game-deciding decision, right? I mean, if you don't convert that, you're leaving them with very little. I mean, you're basically leaving them in field goal range.
I wonder in the future. They have three timeouts, they'll get the ball back, right? And, and they can score again. So I just think that's interesting the way he thinks about the game.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that situation comes up in the playoffs, does he go for it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That seems like, these come up all the time. Is that one where he says, all right, I didn't go for it that time. I'm going to do it this time. I don't trust my defense. Or, you know, if they score, I still got a chance to come back and win. Yeah, so
that would take some pretty big. I think the word is cojones.
Yes, 100%. I believe that's accurate.
In a playoff,
I think he has, no doubt.
No doubt.
Yeah. I think that's, you know, what he learned from the coach up there in Detroit. The other thing I like, too, is he talked about the 2 4-game winning streaks. Those are things you can preach to your team. We've done it before. Let's do it again. You know, talk your way through those and keep preaching those to the guys. All it is 4 games. You've done it twice already. Why not a third time?
It would take a certain amount of brass, and I bring that up because that was Eric Kramer's nickname, if you recall. And he is now second in Bears passing after Caleb Williams with the 25-yard touchdown pass to Jahdae Walker. 44 seconds into the fourth quarter, he broke that record, the Bears' all-time passing record in a single season. Didn't make it to 4,000, came up short. But
a lot of congratulations to go around, right, with the year they had and finishing 11-6 and with the number 2 seed in the NFC playoffs and just breaking Eric Kramer's congratulations to Caleb Williams. You know, only his second year, obviously, with a brand new as good as Ben Johnson has been, guys, I mean, it's still a brand-new coaching staff, right? It's still a brand-new system, one he had to start learning just this year, with a new center, with a new offensive line, with new coaches, and came out there and set the record for the Chicago Bears. And then, you know, they heard Swift get mentioned because he set his single-season record, and that just shows you the kind of year they had on offense for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, and it's exciting. But I'll tell you what, I got a little nervous when Caleb only had, 38 yards passing at halftime? I wasn't sure if he was going to get 109. It did not look good.
They did not have enough plays in that game. I mean, if we're being honest about it, it was a similar type game to a couple that they've played of late where they were just steamrolled in terms of the number of plays. I think they were – at
52 total plays. Yeah, outplayed by 20, and they were out at halftime. Sorry to jump in. I just have them right in front of me.
Yeah,
the total plays at halftime were 39-20.
Wow,
you had 19 more plays at the half, which is
incredible.
It is incredible.
You're not going to win a lot of playoff games if you play like that.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
It's just that's what you kind of worry about, right? And the Packers game was like that until late in the game, right? You'd have to look at the end of regulation, what the plays were. I mean, ended 70-60, but obviously the Bears ran a lot of plays late after getting the onside kick, right? So they upped their total. So that's again, like if you I know we're moving on quick, and Coach Johnson probably already went over the film with his team after that Green Bay game, and it was on to the next game. It's just when you watch that game, that's the only thing that worries you is it reminds you a little bit of the way they looked against Green Bay at home a couple of weeks ago.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pat.
No, I'm just saying they got to start faster. There's just things that, you know, that need to be taken care of. Obviously, the defense and the running game, but they just got to start faster offensively. They did earlier in the year. They did during those 4-game win streaks.
Right.
Let's just see if they can get back to it.
Let's get out to the phone lines. We've got a lot of people who want to check in. We'll start with Scott in Arlington Heights. Scott, you're going to have to move to Indiana, buddy.
Yeah, I don't think so, pal. Hey, gang. Now, we had a majority of the Hershey Huskies football team here in the living room today watching the game. And I hope we're not breeding the next generation of Bear fans when although we were deflated, we saw the Commanders win. They all chanted, "We're number two. We're number two." We need to change that narrative pretty soon next week. I think we're going to do that. And that was evident today when I saw, like you mentioned earlier, this was a preseason game. Roma Dunze, on two occasions, I saw him dancing to Seven Nation Army, and he was jumping higher, doing some kind of dance like the fishnick and the rubberneck. His foot is fine. I think they're just sitting this out. And for them to go 16-16 with the Lions and just playing with them, I think they were just warming up for next week. Bring on the Packers. Let's go. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is a great week again for talk radio. Molly and Ha, I can't wait to listen to you tomorrow morning. And then just keep it going. This is going to be a great week of football, and I can't wait for next weekend. And when the game is on, I'll have the Hersey football team here again. So let's go Bears.
I shouldn't confess this to you, but I once covered a Hersey football team downstate that was led by Cole Kmet's dad and Duke Tobin, who's now the personnel guy from they won a state championship back in the day. How about that? Isn't that weird? Frank Kmet. Did you guys play with him? I think he was on the practice squad for years.
That's a shot, man. Hersey, good football out there. They got a lot of good football players coming out of that school and go on to play Division I football. And, you know, obviously huge Bears fans. But like Scott said, man, we are on the Green Bay. Coach Johnson said it. We get the task of actually talking about the game that we just watched and trying not to move on from this Lions game. But, yeah, I mean, that is what the hope is, right, Pat? That it was like their thoughts were a little down the road. And, I know he's saying Roma Dunze was out, but you don't want to take a look at the Lions injury report for this game. So,
No.
You know, it's just, yes. Let's go play the Packers.
And Molly, it's going to be interesting to get more of these callers, their feelings. You know, how do they feel after this game? I'm excited to listen to hear all they do. They care at all about this game, or are they all really moved on to the next game?
Let's try Jeff. He's in Freeport. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you guys doing? Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
I am not mad at all at this game. I got a question for you guys. Do you think that Ben Johnson is saving all of his goods for the playoffs? I really do. It seemed like a basic game for three quarters, and all of a sudden the fourth quarter, we score a couple times and make it a good game. I think Ben Johnson is a wizard.
Had a great year.
I sure hope so. Yeah. I sure hope so. And, he said he simplified the game plan. And just going back to that preseason feeling, that's what it kind of felt like. And maybe he is. And maybe he'll shock us with some stuff that we haven't seen, or, you know, just more motions and all that kind of stuff of making that offense, you know, a little bit more potent. But just today was disappointing, but we will see. We will see.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try Dave. He's in Slinger, Wisconsin. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I know we're the number two seed and everything, and it seems like now that we play Detroit, we got nothing but problems with them. Why do you think that is? Do we have matchup trouble with them? I mean, we could have won this game today, but do you think the team has got matchup trouble?
It's a good question. Why did they not do better against that makeshift offensive line?
Yeah, why didn't we get home? Why didn't we get pass rush against, you know, Lomas Brown talked about, you know, he didn't even know who was playing. Christopher Hubbard, and, you know, I looked him up. I didn't realize he's a 34-year-old veteran. So, very interesting, you know, the Lions started him over there at right tackle against Montez Sweat, and you're hoping to see more of Montez Sweat today with that, with Penei Sewell being out, right? And that's 3 weeks in a row now where the top tackle for each team was out, right? It was Zach Tom, Penei Sewell, Trent Williams, and now we're waiting for Montez Sweat to take over the game, kind of like we saw Aiden Hutchinson a lot today, right, in the backfield.
Yes.
harassing Caleb Williams and you know, getting home and making him, you know, I remember that fourth and two late in the, you know, late in the second quarter with about 32 seconds left, and Coastal Loveland, they ended up being a drop. People thought it was a fumble, but, you know, it's Aiden Hutchinson speeding up the quarterback's clock. So, yeah, we got to get a little more. We talked about going into the game, you know, going into these playoffs. If we're on to the playoffs, then in these playoffs, we got to get more pass rush and more defense run stops from our defensive line.
And does that pass rush help with the, you know, the third and six crossing routes that kept going for 12 to 22 yards? I mean, that's another thing. We saw that against Green Bay. We saw Christian Watson do that to C.J. Gardner-Johnson up there. We saw it happen today, and that's disturbing to me as well. They got to fix that.
All right, we've got to take a quick timeout. We will be right back. We'll get to all your phone calls, 312-644-6767. You are listening to the Football Postgame Show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
First and goal for the Bears. Williams goes in zone. It is caught. Who else? Loveland. Touchdown.
Let's see if he's got it. And he does. Dean, you like it?
I like it. Hands underneath. He's in bounds. Looks like a touchdown to me.
Yeah, great job just kind of creating a void in that space with the corner route. Loveland kind of leaks behind it. It fishtails the other tight end. Great play design by Ben Johnson. Here we go. Let's see if they can tie it up.
Oh, yes, indeed. Welcome back to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. And we should let you know it's time for the Who's Hot and Who's Cold. And that is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the professionals. Available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. It is Colson Loveland who had, I believe he was targeted 13 times. He had 10 catches for 91 yards with a touchdown. Tom kept, I think he called him Baby Gronk at one point, and kept saying that that he was like the only receiver for the longest time in that game. And who's cold will go with C.J. Gardner-Johnson, although he did leave the game, and we hope he's healthy and okay to return for the playoffs. I believe Nick McLeod was out of that game, but he will be back. He was down with illness that has been going around. So, but, you know, you want him, you want C.J. Gardner-Johnson to be there and help out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want more out of him. And I was just going through my notes and just trying to remember all the plays that he kind of got beat. And it just going back here to the second defensive series, he got beat on 3rd and 9 after Montez Sweat and Grady Jarrett sack. And then the next 3rd and 7, the same series, he got beat again. So he just – that's two big third downs you let up, and that they only led to field goals because they were doing well in the red zone. But there were more throughout the game, but I just went back and saw his name that I wrote down. It just, he had a rough game. He's had a rough couple weeks. He's been targeted. Olin, you've called him an hourglass guy. You called him when we got him. You said he might be an hourglass guy, and time might have run out on him. And who mentioned, I don't know if it was Tom or whoever mentioned on the call that he's more of a zone guy than he is a man guy. And I think we're seeing that right now, that he's struggling in some of those big situations.
Yeah, made some really big plays for Chicago Bears, obviously, you know, with Kyler Gordon's injuries this year and coming in and helping out that defense. But as you know, Pat, now when you're on film, man, people start to attack you. They know what you are in this defense, and they're going to try to find you. Now, the Chicago Bears across the board, Nashon Wright, Jalen Johnson, who I think is looking a little healthier, actually, the way he's moving around, all struggled in man coverage versus this wide receiver group. Earlier caller said, are they a bad matchup for the Chicago Bears? And they kind of are, right? The way they're built, the way the Jared Goff can and find the receivers and hit them on the run with accuracy to get yards after catch, and Aiden Hutchinson on the other side on the defense, and his matchup versus our left tackles and him getting pressure is a bad matchup for us. Doesn't mean that Chicago Bears shouldn't find a way to score, shouldn't find a way to move the ball, shouldn't find a way to stop the Lions, who have a lot of injuries. But that is a part of it with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Now back to Coach in Loveland, man. What a jump this guy has taken. He is fun to watch play football, right? And, you know, I also thought he did a really nice job, especially in the first half, blocking on the edges for the Chicago Bears. I thought they were running behind him, and he was giving Barnes, the linebacker, number 55, everything he could handle. And I thought they were doing a nice job trying to attack that side of the Lions defense. Now the Lions did make some adjustments, and Tom Brady talked a lot about the zone they were playing, and it kind of reminds you of that Packers film when, you know, Coach Halfley played zone against the Chicago Bears in that game, and a lot of that game plan looked really similar to what the Packers did to the Chicago Bears to slow down that offense. And then Tom Brady let me know that, you know, Chicago and Illinois is an improv. We're known for improvisation. I looked it up, and he was right. So that was cool, too.
Yeah, and he referred to it as the Windy City and said it wasn't windy. The wind is a reference to the loudmouth politicians in this town. They're windy. So get that straight, Tom, for God's sake. everyone's sitting down. Grip yourself. This is not good news. The Packers, this is from Bigsy. Packers open as a 1.5-point favorite over the Bears for next weekend's wild card showdown at Soldier Field. That's at DraftKings, according to our guy, Joe Fortenbaugh.
Mm-hmm. Man. Which is not shocking, right? Which is not shocking.
And it's still an insult.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's good bulletin board material for the Chicago Bears, right? You're the number two seed. People come to your house, and they're making you an underdog. And if you ask me, that's the best news Coach Ben Johnson got all day today, that they made them the underdog. And now he can go in there and tell and really talk that up all week, Pat, that we are an underdog and we shouldn't be. And that's what they think about us and all these things. I'm sure Joel will be on later to explain why they are. But that's great news for our coaching staff up there.
Which way you want to go? We could listen to a few minutes of Caleb Williams, or we could get back to the phone lines. State your preference.
You're the captain.
Oh, okay.
You're the cap. Yep, you call it, Mully.
All right, let's try Chip. He's in Chicago Ridge. Hey, Chip.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. The question I have is, I guess I wonder, how do we really look at this Bears team going into the playoffs? And I mean that in the sense that of all the playoff teams in both the NFC and the AFC, they're the only ones with a losing record within their own division. They only won 2-4 in the NFC North, a division that they ended up winning. Against teams 500 or better, they're 4-5 right now, and if Baltimore wins, they'd be 4-6 on the season. So they beat the teams they should beat, but they struggle and have problems with the teams that they have to beat. I know they've won 11 games, and I know a lot's been exciting, but you know, I've seen this play out before. As a White Sox fan, I saw that 93 division win division team a couple of years ago lose to Houston right off the bat. Got smoked.
That was pre-Pope. That was before the Pope was elected.
Just a couple of years ago. Pre-Pope, you're right. But I guess that's my concern is when I see what happened within the division, they're the only playoff team eligible that has a losing record against teams within their own division. I wonder, are we looking at a team that, although 11 wins is great, is this an inflated win total, and we might see what they really are as this or what where they stack up against bigger competition as they get into the playoffs?
Mm-hmm. So it's a fair question. I mean, the Bears, what you're saying is accurate, but I think that I think this is a well-known opponent, as we've talked about, and this is a team that you're going to have to be able to get past if you're going to move on in these playoffs or moving forward. So I don't know that I read that much into it. I think the very fact that they are the number two seed and the very fact that they're at home is a real feather in their cap, and they should take advantage of it.
Yeah, I do this. I wipe it clean. I know we started off talking about how disappointed we were after that game, but it's the 24-hour rule or whatever you want to call it. You're in the playoffs. You put yourself in a position to be the number two seed. And in my opinion, they have enough talent to win. They have a quarterback who's proven he can win. Yep. They have enough playmakers on offense to prove they can win. They've proven they can get on a run with takeaways. If they can do that again, and you put that offense that we saw against the 49ers and the takeaway machine together, they're going to be okay. And that's what I want to see moving forward. So there has got to be a lot of belief in there. And what Chip was saying, I get, but the playoffs are a different animal. And Olin, you said, what did you say, styles make fights, or how do you put it? Yeah, and it just depends styles who you match fights. Up against. It depends who you match up against. And each week it's going to be, hopefully they win, then whatever the next style is the next week against the opponent. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, and we know what they look like against this opponent. It's going to come down to the fourth quarter and whoever makes plays. And probably the better quarterback will win the football game, right? So Jordan Love versus Caleb Williams and the guy who makes the plays in the fourth quarter help his team win that game will lead his team to victory. But to Chip's point, I mean, I can't argue with him when he talks about what are the Chicago Bears, right? When you go through the season they just had with the amount of takeaways and the way they won games late and the way they came back from victories and the amount of times we watch teams fumble the snap to help them lead to victory, right? Or against the Minnesota Vikings, J.J. McCarthy takes the lead with under a minute left and we got a return from Duvernay. And then we got to run the ball in the field goal range and win the game that way. And the fumble on the tush push and the blocked field goal by Blackwell because the long snapper gave him a tip. And Jaden Daniels dropping the snap. And then Colson Loveland scoring on a last-second touchdown. And it means just, you know, onside kick against the Green Bay Packers. And to Chip's point, I find myself, guys, like they play the 49ers, and I think to myself, I want to watch the Seahawks play the 49ers to kind of see what did I just watch, right? And that's why I wanted to see today, like you talk about, Pat, just do what you're supposed to do. Go out there, win the football game, and, again, wipe the slate clean and go beat the Green Bay Packers, and you show you match up well against them, and whoever makes the most plays will win this football game. The Chicago Bears have, like Pat said, they have the talent to beat the Green Bay Packers and they have what they need. But to Chip's point, with the losing record in the division and whatever the point differential is compared to other playoff teams, I'm sure they don't match up well against the other number one and two seeds in the playoffs, right? It's just kind of been a weird year the way they found ways to win football games.
Well, real quick, you know, you talk about the Rams, and they're the best team. Everybody's saying they're the best team. Everybody's scared of them, right?
Yes.
Well, Monday, December 29th, they lost to the 7-9 Falcons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they lost 27-24. So it kind of depends on the matchup and what's going on And you would think the Rams look like the best team, but just a couple weeks ago, they lost to the Falcons. And you would think that would be a game where they go and win by 10-plus points.
And Sean McVay called in and said, Pat, we got Devontae Adams back this week, though. What you're saying is so true, right? Because like that's the playoffs. Anything can happen, man. Any day of the week, and all you got to do is win that one. You just got to be the better team that day.
That day, yep.
Let's try James. He's in Milwaukee. Hey, James.
Hey, this is my first time calling. So I just had a question because it seems like the magic with Nashawn Wright has kind of all disappeared. So I was wondering what it would take for a guy like Tyreek Stevenson, who actually for a good portion of the year was having a good year, but now he's kind of been benched and nowhere to be found, what it would take for a guy like him to get back into the lineup, because it looked like Wright was lost in coverage most of today. And it doesn't help that Gardner Johnson is also kind of in that same situation where the magic's all but disappeared, and you ain't got any answers in that spot either. So,
thanks, James. Tyreek Stevenson was down and is back and split some time with Jalen Johnson the week before. I am very curious what happens with Kyler Gordon. Is there, they've talked about, unasked, he's talked about the possibility of getting him back for the playoffs too. So it'll be very interesting to see how the Bears are able to line up and how it goes. The thing about Nashawn Wright is that obviously he's been a part of a ton of takeaways. Now, is he a great coverage guy? That remains debatable. And I don't know how you handle him beyond this year. I don't know that if, there are different examples of guys that have been a part of takeaways that have gotten paid elsewhere. I don't know how they view him in terms of where he fits in and how sustainable the takeaways are.
It's a great point by James, Pat and Molly, because I was thinking during the game, that they do have to consider Tyreek Stevenson out there. And I know they bring him in for Jalen Johnson, but I think they got to bring him in on that side for Nashawn Wright, which is – Nashawn Wright's had a great year, man. It's a Cinderella story. He's been fun to watch. Yes. He's made a lot of huge plays. I know it's hard sometimes when those plays are – but it's just how repeatable is what you are watching. And I think, he does – I think that he was a cornerback. He ranks like last in giving up explosive plays in the NFL. And it's just, everybody was screaming a couple weeks ago about the Pro Bowl. And I was like, if they give a Pro Bowl just for takeaways, I guess. Right. So, it's going to be interesting now with, the Packers come in with their receiver core, and we know who they got, and Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson and all the guys they got there that they're the way they can attack you. So, Jaden Reed, and they have all these guys that they're going to get after Chicago Bears with him. It's a Kyler Gordon and Tyreek Stevenson is a really an interesting question there that Dennis Allen has to think about.
Yeah, I think you definitely have to think about Nashawn Wright because what Kyle Shanahan thinks about him. He targeted him the whole game. He went after him most of the game and didn't really go after Jalen Johnson. So that tells you on film or on tape or on breaking him down that we're going after that player, and we saw that again today a little bit. So if you're a coaching staff, you have to be honest about all your players and play your best players. And maybe this is something that can be an adjustment that could help the team. Because when Tyreek Stevenson is playing at his best, he's not better than Nashawn has been this year just from what he's done, but he might be a better cover player right now, and especially against the Packers and what they're about to see.
All right, we got to take a quick time out. You are listening to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A score. First down, play action, pressure. Goff is in trouble. He is sacked by Montez Sweat. Brady Jarrett was there as well.
Got a little pressure from the right, and here's Grady Jarrett on the inside on the left. Nowhere for Goff to go. Play action fake. And it's zone coverage, so he's got to wait for these receivers to get open downfield. But again, kind of plaguing this offense is their ability to stand in the pocket clean off these play action passes and make the throws. Great job by Chicago making it pay.
That is the head of the game. You, of course, are listening to the Football Post Game Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire on the Score. And the hit of the game is sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years, estwing.com. I believe it would make it 10 sacks on the season. If you shared a sack on that one, I don't know if they would give it to one player over the other, but if Montez Sweat were to get half a sack on that, that would then be 10 for the season for him. Mm-hmm. Don't know if that warms your heart or if that
Montez
matters.
I mean, I think, like, yeah. I mean, my thoughts on Montez when I watch him play, he's a really good defensive end, you know, I mean, solid, right? And if not for the trade and the contract and everything you're giving up for, you probably would be happy with his performance, right? He had 10 sacks, and, yeah, and he didn't get a lot of help this year either once Dial went out, and Dial wasn't doing great either, but he was good against the run, and, you know, a guy who got after, I think it was the first game against the Vikings, he had a lot of pressure against their backup tackle, but I'm talking about Dial. But as far as Montez Sweat goes, it's just kind of like you're waiting for a game wrecker, right? That's what you want.
Yes.
Out of that guy. And I don't think I could call him a game record. I don't think I'm being unfair either when I say that, because Dennis Allen has basically said the same thing about how he has to create pressure and, you know, they don't have the Micah Parsons type pass rusher. But, you know, with the NFL nowadays, it's funny, right? You got to go back and look at it, because if you got to look at what Micah Parsons and Aiden Hutchinson and Myles Garrett make and then compare that to what Montez Sweat makes and think, okay, are we getting what we're supposed to be getting out of Montez Sweat, right, Pat? Like that, I'd have to look at the numbers.
Right, and then I always just compare him to Khalil Mack. When you make that trade or you want somebody to make an impact like that, when Khalil Mack got here, it was like, oh, man, look at this guy. Look what he can do. And Montez Sweat is, like you said, you watch the tape. He's a solid football player. He was, what, drafted first round, 26th pick. I think you would be, okay, we got a solid first rounder, right? You didn't get a superstar, but now you're paying him like a superstar and you're not getting to play like a superstar.
And S-Wing Professional Tools, we should tell you, made in the USA for over 100 years, S-Wing.com. I've got one with my name on it. I've got a hammer, and I will hammer in the morning all over this
world.
Take
care of the Packers.
Yeah, well.
That's the incentives, right? There's the commercials. I haven't got to mine yet. I'll get to mine set.
I know
I'll get you some long-term IPA. I
feel like I've done those already, though. I think I've done those for free on this air here. And I still didn't even get IPA out of that.
There was that one time.
The one.
Got an IPA.
The one. They're really expensive.
Pat's always good for buying you a beer.
Hey, man. I tell you what.
We're 16 ounces.
We're in the playoffs, man. There's got to be bonuses coming our way. Playoff bonuses. And
that's right. Look what we did to help them get there.
Yeah, man.
Well, you heard
Ben talk about the outside noise. He talked about Mully, basically called him out, you know, said, Mully, I wanted another running back in there. And he knew all the time that what Swift was capable of. And that run game is going to have to carry him again, right? That run game is going to have to carry him.
I feel like you are so incensed about being used earlier for earlier thoughts. That you're
used is
to,
a good word. I'm glad you realize that you use, as I use the word brutal for the game, use would be the word, Molly. I appreciate it.
Yes, I'm here for you. But we should point out that as a threesome, there is an opportunity here for, like, workers' rights, maybe a little strike, maybe some picketing in Mitch's
office. Yeah, start our own union, the pre- and post-game union. I like it.
Hey, no matter how bad this post-game show is, if Ben Johnson's on the next week, so are we. So they can't really count this one against us. You know what I mean?
That's right.
We're sorry.
That's right.
We got to turn around pretty. It's a new season coming up.
Yeah.
That's right.
Considering some of the years that we've been unfortunate enough to cover, this is glorious. Having a playoff game is just beyond human comprehension. It's wonderful. And I think we're shot out of a cannon about it. Really, just can't wait for that. I don't care what Vegas thinks. I care what Ben Johnson thinks and what this team thinks and hopefully what the flower fears. You know, it'd be nice to go after that guy a little bit. Just be fun. That's all.
I'm excited to see this coaching staff in the playoffs, right? It's exciting to see these guys prepare for the playoffs and match up against a team they know really well. And really, when you see a team that often, right, when you see a team and you know them that well, that's really where coaching shows up, right? And that's really when the quarterback and the guys who make plays, it becomes players over a lot of things. And can you adjust to what, you know, Coach Halfley did to the Chicago Bears the last time when they played? He did a great job, right, with his defense and a lot of talk about, okay, it was the first time without Micah Parsons. Now you have them on film and what they are without Micah Parsons, without Devontae Wyatt, and where to attack them and what they want to do to create pressure. And Coach Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen gets to go against LaFleur. Just really fun matchup, man, Pat, coming up.
And you talked about it earlier. It's the quarterbacks. Can Caleb outplay Jordan Love? Mm-hmm. And the playoff teams that go on a run, their quarterbacks get hot. They take control of the team, and they take it over. And hopefully he can do that. And the one good thing the Bears do have is a run game. If they can get that run game going like we've seen in the past, that's going to help Caleb. But we need to see him now. We've talked about it many a time in the pregames. We want to see win games because of Caleb from down one all the way through, and now's his time. Now he has a chance. He got his team into the playoffs, and hopefully he can do that.
Should have drafted a running back higher, but let's not get into it.
Who said that?
No one's ever said that. All right. A lot of fun. It's going to be a great week, as we've pointed out already, and hopefully a huge payoff next weekend. We will find out after the night game here. And if you're interested in that game, we will go right to it off of our pregame show. I believe it's 7-0, the Aaron Rodgers workaround is working. He may well be settling into ownership and nothing else very soon. Hopefully, the coach is okay there. I got a lot of respect for Mike Tomlin. Tomorrow,
very good offensive line play tonight. Ronnie Stanley at left tackle for the Baltimore Ravens. Linderbaum at center. Fa'atanu at right tackle for the Steelers. And the center, Frazier, for the Steelers. Really good. Right. Fun to watch. Fun game.
Yeah, tomorrow, sadly, is Black Monday, which means we'll be hearing about coaches around the league and people available. That is sad reality. After an NFL season, nothing to do with the Bears. We will be back next weekend, as I mentioned. Thanks to Sean Sears. He helped out tonight getting us some tape and some cuts and Baby T, Tyler Farengol. Great job in the morning and here at night as well. So we appreciate your hard work. Want to say, go Bears to everyone. The Bears are in the playoffs. The Bears have the number two seed. I think everyone should feel good. Olin, you will be on with us, I believe, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And Patrick Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, yes. with the midday show. Great stuff, guys. Great season. Hopefully better things ahead of us.
We'll see you in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Football Postgame Show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.